This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Many child care providers could close without significant financial help. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
A new report from the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows that the pandemic has hit child care facilities hard. About half of the respondents said they're currently losing money by staying open. One reason? Some parents who are now jobless can no longer afford to enroll their children. And nearly two-thirds of facility owners reported dipping into their personal savings to stay afloat. In Colorado, some relief is on the way. Earlier this month, lawmakers approved more than $45 million for child care providers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some state public employee retirement association members want to divest of fossil fuels stocks. Power member Renee Millard Chacon spoke in a video by 350 Colorado.
Para's investments include oil and gas companies like Suncor and Extractions. In Commerce City, my home, the Suncor oil refinery is facing a $9 million settlement for repeatedly violating air quality regulations.
Members cite New York's retirement fund's plans to drop fossil fuels entirely over the next 20 years. Colorado State Senate President Leroy Garcia of Pueblo received his first dose of Moderna vaccine this morning. Being a paramedic qualifies him for the first wave of the state's vaccination rollout. Garcia will have to wait 28 days for his second dose of the vaccine. 31 in Colorado Springs, 29 in Denver, 28 in Vail. This is CPR News.